are saddened that the Chief Justice is treating this matter in a way that we consider to be judicial fraud. He allowed the appeal to stand, but stopped us from seeing justice done. This new development is tantamount to pushing the CPCA into a corner and trying to end our interest in our assets using the law. We believe at this stage the ideal thing was to have a consolidated case, bringing together all the cases before other courts and decide them as a constitutional matter before the full bench of the Supreme Court. To reduce it to his chambers is like he, as the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Zimbabwe, trying to avoid his colleagues in this matter. This has left a lot of Anglicans doubting the neutrality of the Chief Justice. And at this point, we would believe that he must seriously consider the repercussions on the welfare of clergy, laity, and institutions under the Anglican Church.
Why do you think the Chief Justice would want to fast-track this case before his chambers?
Our expectation is that this is an unprecedented move, in that it should have been our lawyers who feel aggrieved that as the Church, we have been unfairly treated. It should have been the CPCA pushing for a resolution of this matter. Instead, it has been from the Chief Justice's office. So, whatever the reasons, whatever the motive, we do not believe that he or the people behind him are sincere. So, we are really frightened, and we feel that we are being prejudiced of our right to justice from the right forum. We believe as a constitutional matter, it should be dealt with by all the five judges of the Supreme Court rather than by an individual who in the first place denied us the right to have the appeal implemented as the law dictates, that once an appeal has been lodged, it suspends an earlier judgment. This is our view, and we feel that we are being unfairly treated as the right to worship of Anglicans in the diocese of Harare, and now it's spreading to other parts of Zimbabwe. They are denying us this right, and we feel hard done.